Blog Talk Radio.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then, like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not, yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
Them, you tell them the downfall of whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
Yeah, the bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga.
Yeah.
One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls. You know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
The hottest under the sun. Nobody fighting with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Yeah.
Cash money breakfast where dreams come true. Fuck up my dreams. Somebody gon' die tonight. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game. Fucking believable, Little Wayne's the president. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Even if they celibate, I know the game is crazy. It's more crazy than it's ever been. I'm married to that crazy bitch. Call me Kevin Federlin. It's obvious that he'll be cash money till the death of him. The ground she'll break when they bury him, bury him. I know one day they gotta bury him. Better lock my casket tight, baby, so I don't let the devil in. Nigga, it's just me and my guitar. Yeah, bitch, I'm heavy metalin'. You can get the fucking lid. Zeppelin. Niggas is bitches, bitches, I think they're full of estrogen. And we hold court and take your life for a settlement. Yes, I'm the best, and no, I ain't positive, I'm definite. I know the game like I'm reffing it. This is the card of three, the New Testament. And I'm the God, and this is what I bless them with. Bitch, I'm me, I'm me, I'm me. It's cash money over everything. It's in my blood, I feel it running in every vein. I'm from the mud, I am a missile like a stud. What's really good, I'm about that ruckus like FUD. And I stayed on my flow at cash money like a rug. Tied to the fucking bird man like a lug. And dear Mr. Ronald Williams, to you, I shall forever give thanks like a pilgrim. Cash money million, heir to the throne. Going at their heads like hair in a comb. Sitting by the window, I just stare at the stone. Know I'ma get through it like hair in a comb. Y'all money over bitches, my niggas trust my senses. And I will take a desert as the Lord is my witness. And you all have witnessed, but I am not finished. So keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne.
business when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself, cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs, and there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash 20 millionaire.
Kane is in the building.
Fuck with Hollywood Cole, I'm with Marley G, bro. Flying Hollygrove chicks to my Hollywood shows. And I wanna tell you something that you probably should know. This that Slumdog Millionaire Bollywood flow. And my real friends never hearing from me. Fake friends write the wrong answers on the mirror for me. That's why I pick and choose, I don't get shit confused. I got a small circle, I'm not with different crews. We walk the same path, but got on different shoes. Live in the same building, but we got different views. I got a couple cars I never get to use. Don't like my women single, I like my chicks in twos. And these days, all the girls are down the road. I hit the strip club and all them bitches find a pole. Plus I've been sipping, so this shit is moving kinda slow. Just tell my girl to tell a friend that it's time to go.
Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, shit. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. Meet me on the fresh train. Yes, I'm in the building. You just on the list of guest names. And all of my riders do not give a fuck. X Games. Guns turn you boys into pussies. Sex change. And I smoke till I got chest pain. And you niggas know I rep my gang like Jesse James. Women are possessive and they wanna possess Wayne. I've been fly so long I fell asleep on the fucking plane. Skinny pants and some Vans. Call me Triple A, get my advance in advance. Amen. As the world spinning, dance in my hands. Life is a beach, I'm just playing in the sand. Wake up and smell a pussy. You niggas can't see me, but never overlook me. I'm on the paper trail and ain't no telling where it took me. Yeah, and I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and only heaven's right above it. We own. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright. Now somebody show some money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shit, yeah. I got my gun in my boot purse and I don't bust back because I shoot first. How do he say what's never said? Beautiful black woman, I bet that bitch look better red. Limping off tour cause I made more off my second leg. Motherfucking Birdman Jr., 11th grade. Fall on automatic start. I can hand it to Drake or do a quarterback draw. Wildcat offense, check the paw print. We in the building, you niggas in apartments.
Now, now come on, be my blood donor. Flow so nice, she ain't gotta put a rug on her. Do it big and let the small fall under that. Damn, where you stumble at? Somewhere they may gumble at. Kane got the fucking feet jumping like a jumping jack. And you know me, I get on this bitch and have a heart attack. Hip hop, I'm the heart of that. Nigga, nothing short of that. President Carter, young money Democrat. Now tell me how you love it. You know you at the top and on the other side above it. We own it. It's young money, motherfucker. If you ain't running with it, run from it, motherfucker. Alright, now somebody shoot the money in this bitch. And I got my bees with me like some honey in this bitch. Shoot it. And I got my gun in my boot purse. And I don't bust back because I shoot first.
What's goody? What's poppin', y'all? How everybody doing? I had a real eventful day today. Got a lot of work done. Had an interesting little run-in too. Kind of shortly before this this live or whatever you want to call it, this vlog talk, right? Business is crazy. What's good, y'all? So I had a run-in. Let me make sure y'all can hear me, because last time y'all said y'all couldn't hear me and a whole bunch of stuff. I was saying I had a little run-in with one of my stores, like a store I enjoy, a restaurant, I should say store. A restaurant I enjoy certain items from, you know. Oh, no doubt, appreciate that. And it's crazy because I think I've been going there for like almost 20 years, y'all. Like for real. And I went there today, y'all, and I got some of the, I don't even want to trash them like that because I'm going to write a review. I don't do it, but I'm going to do it today. But I was disappointed. I'm going to tell you about the experience later. But needless to say, the food wasn't up to par, right? And it got me thinking, a lot of times we go through these experiences that I just did, and we don't speak up, we don't say anything, you know, when it's live, when it's happening. I know me, I'm just a different monster, so, you know, my speaking up is like somebody else's tantrum. Because I'm snapping out the gates, you get what I'm saying? 0 to 1,000 real quick. So I chose to deal with it a little bit different. I'll share some of that later. But like, it just had me thinking, man. Like, we go through these experiences where you have these entities, because this is a business, right? And no one party is responsible because they got so many different parties to hide behind, right? And I went through that too today. So it's like, you engage these entities. You give them your money or whatever your, you know, currency is or whatever you're trying to do in terms of your negotiations, your dealings, right? You pay them. And they don't deliver. You don't get what you pay for. I talked about this the other day with, like, shoes and me going to, like, the mall or, you know, going to a store over shopping online, right? Because it's an equal exchange for me. Not so with these restaurants, man. These restaurants, ever since, you know, the little vid thing happened, everybody's quality is, like, truly diminished in these restaurants. And I'm not talking about sit-downs. This is one of my favorite little Jamaican restaurants, right? Y'all know, majority of them aren't full-on restaurants. This one is kind of like a, they got a sit-in area, but it ain't no restaurant, right? But, man, I, you know, yeah, that fool got a, you know, no. So it was just an interesting experience.
So I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about like contracts. And I don't think we understand the gravity of what I shared the other day when I did the, I read the letter, I believe. I think I put it up on YouTube too, but I'm not sure. But I read that letter over the air from the senator who talked about how freedom was obtained, or attained, I should say, right? And what these individuals needed to do in order for them to have that type of luxury, right? A lot of us are seemingly trying to get into contracts. No, it's the national passport, you know, getting into contracts, while others are trying to help y'all get out of it. So, you know, you got to stand for something or fall for everything. But peep this. I find it interesting that they get to do whatever they want to us, these entities, corporations, and otherwise, right? They get to just steamroll us. And for the most part, we don't got no say-so. So, you know, I wanted to talk about that tonight. See if people really understand how contracts tie in and what they're doing when they engage in these contracts. So, y'all know the same old, same old. Don't forget to check out YouTube. Like, subscribe, share, hit the notification bell. Check out upcoming webinars. Listen, oh, I got to talk about that stuff too. So we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So we're going to tighten up on the website. So that's coming soon. And that's going to be official. Just give us a minute. We got it. You feel me? Just give us a minute. So here's one of the beautiful things that we're going to do for y'all. So when we make these adjustments, one of the things we're going to provide is we're going to provide a resource library where you can download for your own personal library the resources that we provide. So we'll have a section on books, we'll have a section on articles, we'll have a section on, and these are going to be informational material that we've studied, that we've maximize and give you all the opportunity to get to it with ease. And we're going to coordinate it by subject matter. So we got y'all covered. So I say all that to say, we realize today that there's a lot of people, when you're paying attention to it, that are duplicating a lot of the things that we're bringing to this forum. And I take it as a hearty acknowledgement of hard work, right? Not that they're acknowledging us, but you know, they're taking the information and running with it. And our purpose was to really, you know, transcend this whole cycle by putting a stop to the disinformation or the misinformation that's out there. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing what we can to ensure that we make a change and that we help, you know, propel a change as well. So, you know, kudos to them for doing all of that. I'm not gun shy about, you know, not being acknowledged. I don't really care. What I want y'all to do is understand that they can't duplicate the things that they don't understand. And just because we use similar terminologies or phrases or words doesn't mean that we're talking about the same thing, right? I'm going to show you some of that in contracts tonight, but I do want to say thank y'all, you know, for helping, you know, spread the message and doing your part. So y'all keep copying. We keep producing, right? All right. As far as the upcoming webinar, they threw that in the chat. You just put me on the spot again. Every time y'all ask me about that, I got to go in the calendar, man. So I'm stinking up the joint with that, and I apologize. So just give me a second. I'll go for it right now because I don't have my notes in front of me. I should be, you know, on top of stuff. But like I said, I got a bunch of things that we got going on, and we're excited for it. So it's going to be the 13th. No, I'm sorry, the 12th. I apologize. The 12th at 1. So that's this month, 12th at 1. Next month, it's going to be the 17th at 1. All right? So to give you all the upcoming webinars. The one for November, which is like a week and a half from now, is supposed to be on the will. So we're going to go over some will information, how to tighten that up. And then the other one, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong in the chat too, the other one is going to be, I need to write these things out for myself, but the other one is going to be on the right to travel. And we're talking about land, air, and sea. All right? So we got y'all covered. If I ain't get both of those right, I got one right. We got too much stuff going on. But and that being said, too, we're streamlining a lot of the things that we have going on. So we're going to cut back on a lot of these platforms. You know, we're going to cut back on a lot of these platforms. So we're looking to tighten up on the website. That's going to give us some flexibility, bring the classes. You know, we want to be able to secure our information so all of our copycats can continue to, you know, copy whatever they can, but not our information. All right. I think I cleared up everything, so I need to get into this reading real quick so we can talk about it. Where is the time? So I did come a little bit prepared today, and I say a little bit prepared because I don't try to read these things beforehand. I kind of just want to go through it with y'all like the first time I'm doing it, right? So this is a simple article. National Bureau of Economic Research, all right? So they go through their little giving thanks and all of this stuff. So they say the abstract. So contract law and the economics of contract have, for the most part, developed independently of each other. So in this article, we briefly review the notion of a contract from the perspective of lawyer and then use this framework to organize the economic. All right, this is not what I want to talk about. So the title, this is what the title is, Contracts Between Legal Persons, limits the review on the part of contract law that is generic to any legal person. A legal person is an individual or government agency with the right to enter into binding agreements. So let's just be clear on what we're talking about. Our goal is to discuss the role of the law in enforcing these agreements under the hypotheses that the legal persons have well-denied goals and objectives. All right, so getting into it, let's just see what they have to say. So they say the duty to keep a contract at law means a prediction that you must pay damages if you do not keep it and nothing else. Did y'all hear that? This is an 1800 quote, right? And it says, I'm going to repeat it again, the duty to keep a contract at law means a prediction that you must pay damages if you do not keep it and nothing else, right? So you got to pay for it, right? They're not talking about getting locked up. They're saying you got to come out of pocket, right? unless you got to go to jail for whatever you did. All right, so let's see. Contract law and the economics of contract have, for the most part, they're repeating themselves again. Okay, so I guess that was part of their introduction. All right, a legal person is any individual, firm, or government agency with the right to enter into binding agreements. The goal is to discuss the role of the law in enforcing these agreements under the hypothesis that the legal persons have well-defined goals and objectives. This is a bad print. All right. This does not imply that the legal person never make mistakes. In fact, a key ingredient to understanding the observed form of contract law requires the introduction of some imperfections in decision-making. Since the seminal work, there has been little disagreement that a complete understanding of human institutions require the incorporation of errors in decision-making. This is just saying a lot of nothing. So, however, there is little agreement regarding the best way to achieve this goal. All right. So, first, not every contract gives rise to a dispute. So I need y'all to understand this, right? Not every contract gives rise to a dispute. Some of these contracts are going to be well written. So here it is. Nor is every disputed contract litigated at all, let alone to an appellate decision. So So a lot of times these contracts don't make it to the appeals court, right? The set of appellate decision is thus a random, probable, biased sample of the set of contracts actually entered and performed. Second, by their very nature, the courts can be called upon to adjudicate any dispute, including those that arise from badly drafted or unconsidered contracts. Third, courts do not have unlimited time to reflect to the complex issues raised in litigation. They must decide expediently. Consequently, we have not a coherent law, but rather a complex patchwork of decisions and principles that vary with the random nature of the cases brought before the court. So automatically, they tell you right there, it's hit or miss with the courts, right? It's absolutely hit or miss with them. Why? Because at the end of the day, they don't have access to anything that gives them grounds to say that this is the law. It's a patchwork of decisions and principles. You hear it? Not me saying it. This is just one of these bar attorneys that wrote this. All right. So I'm trying to get to. All right. Let's see. All right. So these are questions they're going to try to answer in this thing here. So when parties write an incomplete contract, how should a court determine the obligation that the parties have? Now, this is going to be an interesting read because a lot of y'all get into these agreements, these contracts, without even reading them. I was just going to these agencies. They tell you what to sign, and you just do that and call it a day. So let's find out what we're missing out on. In the event that a party fails to perform a contract, how should a court set damages? They're going to tell us. Second question, can we explain the contracts that private parties choose in the shadow of the law? I like that. Three, can we explain the rules that courts currently use as optimal rules? Let's find out if they have anything that's concrete. So let's see. I don't care about that. Legal personality. All right, so this is what they say. The economic agent is characterized by her preferences. The legal agent, you know this is legalese, right? And I'm telling you, the legal agent is characterized by her legal capacities to hold and convey property, to make contracts, and to sue and be sued. All right? These capacities, what that sound like? Rule 17, no? It don't sound like Rule 17? I'll pull that up in a minute for you. These capacities are central to each of the different legal forms that a firm might take. Now, they're going to go into this stuff. And they tell you, this is so funny, sole proprietorship, partnership, business corporation, trust, or nonprofit corporation. All right. Natural persons. And they're going to tell you right now, who have reached the age of majority and are mentally competent. This is their writing, y'all. Also have these properties. So entities have these properties and natural persons have these properties. Consider, for example, a corporation. CC owns some set of assets, A, that are subject to claims from other persons. Liability of C is limited to the access to the asset pool A because the corporate form protects the assets of other legal persons, in particular, the owners of C. Oh, it's just C. I said C, not C. From valid legal claims against C. This just said a whole mouthful. It said liability of C is limited because they already have protection clauses in place for the owner and against the owner. So we focus on the legal person's right to make contracts and to sue and be sued. Legal persons act through natural persons. A corporation can't do anything unless you do what? You move that pen. Right? They always want a PG. Y'all know that as a private guarantor. It can be a public guarantor anyway. Just they need a guarantor. All right. This says legal persons act through natural persons. When the legal person is simply a natural person, both action and identification of which acts are attributed to her is relatively straightforward. Many legal persons, see, they just told you how they combine legal and natural person right there, right? Many legal persons, however, are complex. They are constituted by and encompass large numbers of other legal persons, both natural and artificial. For example, law firms 30 years ago were typically organized as partnerships. Each partner was a natural person, as were all employees of the partnership, but not all of its clients, many of whom were corporations, right? Some actions of the partners and their employees were attributed to the partnerships and not others. Similarly, a business corporation has stakeholders, managers, directors, employees, and customers. Some members of each of these classes may be natural persons, but others may be corporations. Y'all gotta pay attention. It may also own wholly or in part other corporations. Pay attention. Corporations, of course, act only through individuals. See, they don't say natural persons. I'm just kidding. Pay attention. All right. Two bodies of law solve these problems of attribution. Organizational law and agency law. All right. This is going, I think, a little bit more further left than I want to. So now I got to scan some of this. The attributes of legal persons of the different forms of business organization, very similar. Yep, that's right. So in business corporations, this decision procedure is complex, with final authority for most decisions given to the board of directors through some decision requires shareholder approval, and many decisions are delegated to management. Legal persons, I'm jumping down. Legal persons may also, even a natural person might benefit from having an agent. Did I just read that? Is that what it just said? All right, let me back up. The law of agency determines which actions may bind the legal person. Under what circumstances is the fictitious person responsible for the acts, such as employees? See, I know I told y'all I picked the gold. Even a natural person might benefit from having an agent, someone who can enter contracts for her and make other decisions. For law of agency governs which actions of the agent belong to the agent and which to the principal. Notice the agent is the principal. You get it, right? Notice all around. We ignore their actions that lead to harm to third parties and focus on exchange. If the agent has actual or apparent authority to act on the behalf of the principal, meaning the legal person, then the principal is bound by the agent's actions, while generally the agent has no liability to the contracting party. All right, let me explain all of that for y'all. Basically what it's saying is, to summarize that, if you give somebody permission to sign your name to something and they sign your name to something, then you're bound to it. Because that's the only way that's going to hold weight, right? If I give you a power of attorney to go act in some form, and I give you access to my signature, I tell you, you can maximize that signature. If your name is not on the contract, because you can put your name on the contract and say you're entering for somebody else, but it's going to bind you, the individual, because your name is on it. You get what I'm saying? So they just told you, if you give someone permission, like what? Let's look at it in real life. You've given power of attorneys to attorneys, right, to make decisions for you. Oh, yeah, sign off. And they sign off. Who go to jail? You or the attorney? But yet they signed whose name? Your name or their name? All right, y'all. Y'all know I like having fun with this stuff. So this is a good article. I'm going to put it in the chat. I mean, I gave y'all the title already. But that's the name of it, right? Contracts between legal persons. I find this interesting. So here it says, let me back up. Yeah, no, I already read that. I'm not doing that. The principal grants authority either expressly, you heard? Expressly means I put it in writing, or implied. I don't know how this is going to be implied. That's open for interpretation. Law is about interpretation. Just like when they allows the deputy to stamp it. Right. You know what's crazy? Let me just read that one too. That was dope. The comment was just like when the Secretary of State allows their deputy to stamp their name on documents for their sign off, right? So I was looking at the authenticated copies of the stuff, right? That old paperwork, BC and some other stuff, and I was looking at Shorty stuff and comparing some information, and when I looked at it, it was two different agents that stamped her thing, my thing, but they both signed the Secretary of State, right? So I'm not sure if that's everybody's paperwork, but you can go look at it, right? But it's signed by, and they tell you Deputy So-and-So, right? And what was interesting was, because it was two different agents, and they're doing live wet ink signature, the signatures were different. How one agent signed versus how the other agent signed was different. And I just compared it, and I was like, this is crazy. But this is the world we live in. Why? Because they're deputized. And what do they have access to? That name. What is that name? That's somebody's name, or that's somebody's brand? Let's find out. But they got that person's signature because it's a public office. That's what I'm trying to say. All right? So it's either expressed or implied. In some instances, it may appear that the agent has authority even when she does not. Pay attention. So y'all let these registered agents let me take these. Alright. So agency law places the risk of error on the principal. Agency law does that, right? Because you gave me permission to do this, so you will get locked up. It just told you in black and white. I just read that. Agency law places the risk of error on the principal. I didn't make that up. They said that. In what follows, we shall generally assume that the legal person acts through agents with actual authority. Right? So they assume that. Legal persons may also sue or be sued. We might differentiate contracts between firms from contracts between the firm and its employees, and from contracts between parts of the firm in terms of the remedies available to resolve dispute. In essence, the law treats this last class of transactions internal to the firm, but not employment contracts, differently from market transactions. So they're getting into a whole bunch of stuff. So several distinct questions arise here. Consider some actor X. We may ask first, what rights does X have? What rights does X have? Second, what forum is available to adjudicate these rights? If you write rights, you better know how to defend them. More specifically, are state courts available to adjudicate these rights? See what I'm saying? Third and finally, if state courts are available, is X able to assert their rights in this forum? I can't make this shit up. This is a good ass. I might have to go back and really read through this shit. This shit, right, I like this. In any given dispute, the law provides complex answers to these questions. Can't give you a just black and white. We provide a brief sketch of the legal terrain, in the U.S. that is, with respect to disputes arising from exchange. An economic legal person is usually a business corporation. All right. All right. So first question concerns the substantial rights the disputants have. So What rights do you have? Let's find out. The legal person, to a large extent, makes its own law to govern its internal disputes. Now, you know what's crazy? They're always, when referring to legal person, referring to a corporation. It's, right? And it what? Makes its own law to govern its internal disputes. But you all operate as legal persons all day, every day. But did you fail to realize that you're a business? You know what? I haven't done this in a long time. I don't know that. So let me just do this. In a while. Come on. All right. Let's see. Webster. What Webster say? Webster say, legal person. A body of persons or an entity considered as having many of the rights and responsibilities of a natural person and especially the capacity to sue and be sued. Legal person. Y'all know I'm nice, right? I ain't been cocky in a minute. Y'all know I'm nice, right? Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm about to have some fun. Legal person, let's see. Legal person is used frequently within the field of business law. I want a definition here. Okay, they're not giving me a definition. Okay, hold on. Legal person refers to, and here we go with this, this definition, human or non-human entity that is treated as a person for limited legal purposes. You hear what they said? They said legal person refers to a human or non-human entity that is treated as a person for limited legal purposes. Typically, a legal person can sue and be sued, own property, and enter into contract. Strawman can't own no property. But they're telling you they can sue, own property, and enter into contract. All right. I don't know nothing. Let me see. Let me go here. So let's get a law dictionary review. Here we go. Another term for legal person is a juristic person, right? So it says a body recognized by the law as being entitled to rights and duties in the same way as a natural or human person, the common example being a company. But notice they say a body, right? It's not one person, not one individual, excuse me. So let's see what Wiki say real quick, and then I'll stop for a second, because I know I'm insane. All right. This says legal person, business entity. No, I'm just kidding. In law, a legal person is any person or thing, less ambiguously any legal entity, that can do the things a human person, but they just said any person, right? Because they know a person is not human. A person is a being that has certain capacities or attributes such as reason, morality, consciousness, or self-consciousness, and being a part of culturally established form of social relations such as kinship, ownership of property, or legal responsibility. The defining features of personhood, okay, it just goes on. But what they just did there, they just switched it out because this is a actually, this negates what they just wrote. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Hopefully I said it right. Let me read it again. In law, a legal person is any person. But then they contradict that by saying that can do the things a human person is usually able to do in law. Less ambiguously, they're talking about a legal entity. The reason for the term legal person is that some legal persons are not people. But the majority of them are. Companies and corporations are persons, legally speaking. All right. There are, therefore, two kinds of legal entities, human and non-human, both monsters. In law, a human person is called a natural person. Let's get that right. Sometimes also a physical person. And a non-human person is called a judicial person. juristic, artificial, legal, fictitious person. All right. Juristic persons are entities such as corporations and many government agencies. A natural person acquire legal personality naturally simply by being born or being or before that in some jurisdictions. Juristic persons must have legal personality conferred on them by some unnatural legal process, and it is for this reason that they are sometimes called artificial persons. Listen, all of this shit is saying the same shit. I'm going to prove it to you because y'all might not get where I'm coming from. I ain't been reading the chat. That's my bad. So let me do something because I just wanted to prove my point because I'm insane. So, that boy, nice. No, I'm just kidding. Anybody know about this? I've talked about it too. I mean, I've bled this. I've bled this, man. So let's see. And now I'm going to go to the call lines because I'm not going to probably go back to the article. All right. This says capacity. An action must be prosecuted in the name of the real party of interest. And that says principle. The following may sue in their own names without joining the principal. So these are agents. Let's go down the list of agents and their offices because I just want to make sure I'm not insane. An executor or an administrator. A guardian, a bailee. A trustee of an express trust, a party with whom or in whose name a contract has been made for another's benefit. Oh boy. A party authorized by statute. That's under number one. What I was looking for there was anything that prompted me to assume that an individual had any rights in their buildings. So my insanity goes back to the definition of the legal person. And it proves something. Let me see if I can find something. I'm going to read it to y'all again. I think I read this the other day. But y'all need to get this through y'all head. And then I'll go to the call lines. If y'all not talking to me, I'm out. No, I'm just kidding. I got to search for it, I think. All right, give me a second. Can't spell this damn thing right. Typing too fast. All right. Okay. Right here. Let's say my spell. All right. Give me a second. Where's the word version? Oh, there it is. It's one of these. There we go. And let's go here first. Let me see what happened. This one. My bad, y'all. Just want to read something and say, yeah. So they don't kind of give any credence to this particular quote that I'm about to give y'all. And the reason why I say they don't do that is because at the end of the day, it's been quite tricky, I guess, to say the very least, to locate the actual source. All right, so this is what it says. As much as every government is an artificial person, as much as every government is an abstraction, as much as every government is a creature of the mind only, A government can interface only with other artificial persons. All right. No, I'm just kidding. the imaginary, having neither actuality nor substance, is foreclosed from creating and attaining parity with the tangible. The legal manifestation of this is that no government, as well as any law, agency, aspect, court, etc., can concern itself anything other than corporate artificial persons and the contracts between them. What did they just say? They just reiterated what I told y'all. I mean, I'm not saying that I said it first. I'm not doing that. But what I am saying is I'm the one that says court is on paper. It's not a building. Oh, my God. Y'all going in the chat, man. Corpse, yep, body, dead body, right? Corporation, dead body, legal entity, a body of legal entities. Stop playing with them. They compound these words and play with your mind. At the end of the day, what they're trying to let you know is, unless you simply refuse to act in one of the roles or capacities provided to you, which is plaintiff or defendant in most cases, then you have to get away from engaging in these so-called contracts. And that's all it is. Let's review court for a second, and then I'll go to the call line. So we're talking about contracts. We're talking about breaching them, but we're not going into, because they haven't given any specifics. I like it. It's just I need to compartmentalize it because it's a bit all over the place. But as it relates to court, you know, the seeming, and I think that's what I was supposed to cover, and nobody didn't remind me. I was supposed to go over court. Shit. Let me talk about it, though. See? Still came back. What I want to tell y'all. All right. So, let me look it up. What I want to say. Let me see. I might put this one in the, I might put this one in the chat. If I can find it. Yeah, take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. No. All right. Let's see. All right. Law enforcement officer. This is gonna help tie some things together, hopefully. This is just a they only give me the goddamn definitions. Well, let me read it anyway, and I'll move on. So means any person who is elected, right, appointed or employed full-time by any municipality or the state or any political subdivision thereof, who is vested with authority to bear arms and make arrests. Y'all go back to that YouTube video I put up on how to the popolices. For violating you, all right? So, and whose primary responsibility is the prevention and detection of crime or the enforcement of the penal, criminal, traffic, or highway laws of the state. You hear? Prevent and detect. Enforce penal, criminal, traffic, and highway laws of the state. All right. This definition includes all certified supervisory and command personnel whose duties, including whole or in part, the supervision, training, guidance, management responsibilities of full-time law enforcement officers, part-time law enforcement officers, auxiliary law enforcement officers, but does not include support personnel employed by the employing agency. Support personnel, secretaries, so on and so forth, right? People that come and clean the toilets. All right. Correctional officer, let's find out what they are. It means any person who is appointed or employed full-time by the state or by any political subdivision or by any private entity which has contracted with the state or county with whose primary responsibility is to supervise, protect, care, give care, custody, and control, investigate of inmates within the correctional institution. All right, I don't want to read any of the other ones. I just saw a private in that one, private entity in that one, so I wanted to read that. All right, let's look at officer. Officer means any person employed or appointed as full-time, part-time, or auxiliary law enforcement, correctional, or, so it's just general term, right? So stop calling these people officers. No, I'm just kidding. I am being serious. But the, all right, let's go. I'm trying to get to, and I don't know these codes, because I told y'all, I don't know these codes. Trying to get to some stuff about the cops. All right. In any instance, let's just do it this way, because it'll give me some time to just, oh, entire chapter. I can pull up the whole thing. Perfect. Let's see. See if I can find it. Let me put this in the chat so y'all can see what I'm looking at. Here's what I'm looking at. And for those that can help me who are quick scanners, what I'm looking for is a section that speaks to traffic citation. So if you see it, just type it in the chat. I'll check it in a second. All right. In any instance, I wanted to start from this perspective. Police stops you. You get a citation. What is the cop's responsibility with the citation? Right? They always tell you when they write it, they can't really discard it, right? Because it's logged. So what is their responsibility after they log that? Well, the statutes provide that they have to go through a series of different things. I guarantee you, if you go looking for yourself, you will see that they don't sometimes meet these lists of expectations. But that's neither here nor there. What their responsibility is first to turn it over to the court in a certain time frame. I say that because with mailing, all they got to do is say that it was mailed out, or at least prove that it was mailed out, right? Even when a lot of times these agencies are right across the street from each other, they still take time to get there. All right. So when the police turns it over, the court issues summons. What people need to do is pay attention and understand what a summons is. So where was I? I was looking up words. So let's see what a summons is. You know what I mean? All right, summons. A call by authority to appear at a place named or to attend to a duty. a warning or citation to appear in court, such as a written notification to be served on a person, as a warning to appear in court at a day specified to answer to the plaintiff. You get it? B, a subpoena to appear as a witness. All right. Let's see if I can get out of here. I want some legal definitions. Yeah. Give me 1 second. It's always good when you can read the legal definition. All right, let's see what they say. Legal definition. All right. They open up, they say, the paper that tells the defendant that he or she is being sued and asserts the power of the court to hear and determine the case. Yo, y'all gotta love me, because I probably don't never look this shit up unless I'm on here doing this shit with y'all, right? That was such a mouthful. Boy, a form of legal process that commands the defendant to appear before the court on a specific day and to answer the complaint made by the plaintiff. Yo, y'all want to give me time, and I'm going to stop right there. Oh, did you find it? 943. Okay, hold on. Because I was just about to say, y'all want to give me time to find what I'm looking for. Because, boy. Okay. Let me see. Y'all, I should teach a class on this one. Boy. So past it? Where are y'all? Point. Why is it doing that? Why is it looking like point zero something and I'm looking for six? Y'all gotta give me a second. I don't know if I'm blowing past it or if I just can't scroll to find it. Well, what the fudge? 9-4. Wait. Oh, maybe I'm just a bit close to the bottom, maybe? My bad, yo. My bad. I'm still looking. But y'all want to give me, I ain't forget what I was about to tell y'all. Y'all want to give me a second to find that shit, though. I told you, y'all so-called group. No, this is not what I'm looking for, man. Nah, I want. Yeah, that's not what I'm looking for. In any instance, yo, I'm going to find this shit. And I'm going to come back to it, because I always get annoyed when I can't do it like that. I'm not teaching a class or a seminar or whatever, but I just always, I'm in that mode. So long story short, they got to kick the shit, right? They kick it, the courts come now, and the courts enforce it. What I was just doing was I read y'all a definition that I don't even know if y'all truly understand what that shit just said. And it's exactly what you all deal with on a daily basis. Now, I told y'all I'm the one that says court is on paper, court's not a building, and these people be telling y'all to go get y'all discovery and to do this, that, and the fifth, and everything else under the sun. Listen to me carefully. Why would you do this? Why would you do this to yourself? Why would you do this to yourself? Did y'all hear what I just read to y'all? Is it just me, or do y'all not understand what I just read? A summons. Excuse me. They open up the definition like this. The paper. What paper? Okay, that's the summons. That does what? That tells us. Hold on. You asking me, or you're telling me? No, this says they're telling you that this one isn't a defendant, that he or she is a defendant, that he or she is a defendant, and that he or she is being sued. That same paper asserts the power of the court. Y'all know what power is?
That's a powerful ass writing right there, if I'm mistaken. That might have made me go off. Hold on. I'm looking it up because I can't make this shit up, man. I feel like preaching tonight. I feel like nothing about
power, the right, the ability, the authority to perform an act. I think y'all confused because y'all don't know what an act is. What's an act, y'all? Something done, but it continues. Usually something done intentionally or voluntarily or with a purpose. I need somebody to talk to me. I see a hand up. Come on, man. Let's go 397. What's poppin'? I need you to take over for the rest of the show, man. What you got going on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's poppin', sir? Ooh.
Hey, man, I'm enjoying the show tonight, man. How about this, right? I like the part about knowing how to defend your rights, because basically that's your responsibility, right?
Oof.
Oof. Ah, that's crazy, right?
If y'all gonna say y'all got rights, you gotta know how to defend them. What's insane is, did you overstay? Yo, I'm so ill. Listen to me, bro. I put this stuff right in y'all face.
Yep.
Like, peep what I'm saying, yo. What I was trying to get to is, boom, officer issues ticket. Boom, officer has a certain time frame. I'll go find the code and I'll read it from Florida. Officer has a certain time frame to kick that ticket over for what? Enforcement. Who enforces the officer's ticket? Not the officer, the court does. So right there, they already transferred the play, right? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got stopped by an officer. What role was the officer playing? That's the first thing y'all got to understand. Officer is supposed to, what they say, protect, no, prevent
protect
and determine. What role is the officer playing, bro, when they stop?
Witness, man.
You're playing an officer. No, you're playing an officer. He can't be a witness. He can't be the injured party. He can't be nothing.
Mm.
But here it is. He assumes one of those roles. That's what the court alleges. Huh?
That's crazy.
Let me explain a witness to y'all. Can I explain a witness to you? I know I'm jumping all over the place, but I have to. Let me explain a witness to you. If I'm on the road and we go on the road, Jay, right? And somebody decides to, you know, haul off on me, like, you know, and we getting into it. If you say you're a witness, what do you think your role is?
To say what happened.
On the scene, though, what's happening when I'm fighting? What you doing?
Watson?
I don't know if you're guessing or you tell it. I don't know if you're asking me or telling me. But what I'm saying is that's the correct answer, right? Because a witness does not participate, my guy. Right? So how can the officer engage in the act? What did I tell you? Something done intentionally, voluntarily, or with a purpose. What's the purpose? I got to act like this officer to give you the ticket so we can get some money up out of you.
Right.
Because I'm going to engage you as the party that's contracting with you. Then I'm going to transfer my position in the contract, and I'm going to substitute somebody else into that contract. State attorney's office. So now I can transfer out of that office and that function into the role of a witness. Wait a goddamn minute. Wait a minute. Officer surrenders a fucking ticket. Court hits you with this shit that says they got automatic authority over you. You know what that is? That is some brass ass ball grabbing, titty juggling, like nigga. You just going to, and y'all heard these terms before, but y'all don't know what they mean, right? Not you per se, I'm saying that generally, right? But y'all heard the term before. They automatically assume that you are the defendant, and therefore they presume that you're going to behave like the defendant. That is the assumption and the presumption. And they get you with it all the time. I don't want to go overboard, but I need y'all to overstep. Damn, the full scope of what I just showed y'all. Everything is a play. The sad part is, I'll prove it to y'all on paperwork, but not on here. Let me see if I can pull up this shit on my computer, because y'all can't see my screen. Give me 1 second, yo. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? What's the name of that shit? I got it. I'm pulling this shit up right now. Nah, I don't have it. I don't think I downloaded it. All right. So I was going to read this shit to y'all so y'all can hear it for y'allself, because I didn't want to make this shit up to y'all. Oh, I got it right fucking here. Got it right here. Peep this, because y'all don't feel me. Still feel me. Watch this. Boom. This is a court case. Boom. Automatically, they got the defendant's name, right? How they got the defendant's name style? Last name, comma, first, middle. Right? You peeping what I'm saying?
I'm following.
Are you peeping what I'm saying? Like, just visualize this, because I know you can't see, but peep what I'm saying. So when they did the last name, comma, first name, middle, they put out the whole name spelling. Every letter of every word. Listen to me, y'all, in the chat, man. Feel where I'm coming from. I'm just reading this shit. This is a traffic situation, right? I ain't getting into the whole shebang. But obviously, this is criminal traffic because it's this serious. So they gave the first way of the name, then they put the address on there. But above that is the defendant. That's what they style them as. You go into this shit in your role, man. And you know what's above you? Your role. Because you're coming in acting like the defendant. You're not the defendant. You're acting like it. And I say it because it's dead. Watch this. What I told y'all, corporations can't engage with living souls. Stop playing with me. All right. AKA, this individual I told y'all about before changed their name. So peek this now. Boom. Different name altogether. How they style it. AKA last name, comma, first, middle. Well, wait a minute. All right, straight. You thought it was done. Nah. Another AKA. Last name, comma, first, then middle initial. That's three different names on one docket, bro. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Right? Then who's the next party? You would think it's what? Plaintiff, right? But it doesn't say plaintiff. There is no acting plaintiff. You know what it says? The officer's name. They put officer and name. Wait a minute. What I want y'all to understand is this. People, what I'm saying. This is the initial docket. I got the docket where they changed out the damn roles. For the same case. You can't find this online. You got to order it. So the client ordered it. Peep what I'm saying. You feel me? Oh, my God. Look, charges. They give you the charges. What was the plea? Yada, yada, yada. So y'all know I'm looking at a doc, right? They give you the date. They give you the date the case was open. Can I just read this part? And I think I'm about to wrap this shit up. Watch it. Defendant.
Mm-hmm.
One. They come with the full-on name. The first way that they pull it out, the whole spelling of the name. They all use all of the different names. You know what it says after the name? I should just drop the mic after this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Added as participant. Court is the fucking on paper, man. Stop going in their fucking building. Mic drop, nigga. I'm done. Mic drop.
That's crazy.
Seeing is believing. That's what they say. I just talk for talking shit's sake, right? But seeing is believing. Huh? As participant. Wait. You thought that was over? Officer one. Added as participant. Wait a goddamn minute.
Wow.
Criminal complaint. Probable cause. Summons received from prosecutor. Stamped and returned. Where's the prosecutor? Defendants filed this. Prosecutor filed that. If I open the next one, you'll see, man. They swap the officer out, and then it's the prosecutor. As all your summons would show up. Hence why the prosecutor is the one that they said sent out the what? Summons. I can't make this shit up. So, what did I just prove to y'all? Let me go through it, what I just proved to y'all. All right, smart people. If you change your name in court, it's an AKA. What is AKA abbreviated for? Also known as. So, where's the separation? There is none. God damn. That was good. That wasn't good. Oh, man. What did I just read? Huh? They set you up for the name change. You go give them the authority. Actually, they have the power. A power over you. They got the authority over you. Changing your name. According to what? Are we looking at the same thing? So, y'all didn't accept that, right? When I was telling y'all, don't go change. That's one of the videos we already put up. Don't change your name in court. People don't even understand it. The views on it is limited.
See what I'm trying to say?
Because it's not popular. But if I say, go fill out one of the forms and pay $450 to go run through that shit, or if you're in Florida, go do the fingerprints and background checks and all the shit that comes along with changing your name here. You quickly grab up $650 and go do it, right? Huh? But I can teach you to do the same damn thing for a fraction of the price. Now I'm just kidding. Yo, so we learned that you shouldn't change your name in court because they bring all that shit back on you. It's all tied together, all right? So don't. What else we learned? We learned like the officers kick off these traffic citations and some way, somehow they disappeared. I didn't know officer, what is the officer of? Officer of the court? I thought the roles were plaintiff and defendant. So here's the thing, right? For every term that they have out there on one side of the fence, they have an opposite side of the fence, right? So if you're for something, they have an against for it, right? So if you got a defendant, where is the plaintiff? Why are they talking about an officer? See where the confusion comes in?
Mm-hmm.
So when I have this in front of me, if I'm in my building, which would be never, but if I'm in their building and I got this in front of me, I'm asking the officer, hey, officer, what role are you playing? This says something over here, man. Huh? And again, that stuff I showed y'all how to sue them, that's the same shit you turn around and ask them.
Mm-hmm.
That's defamation of character. You lied on me, bruh. You ain't just commit fraud. You lied on me. All right. So what's the next thing I showed y'all that's ill on here? Yo, that P word. That P word. That P word. Y'all know where that is.
Gotta know who you are, huh?
Come on, man. Either you get down or you lay down. Single baby. Yo, stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I done told y'all don't know what y'all doing. It's been a minute since I woke up on here and I ain't had nothing to drink. My energy was just loud from before because I told y'all about that badass service. I was supposed to tie in the whole restaurant shit and tell y'all how horrible it was. So I'll just give you this brief tip. I said to them, I called them and I said, listen, I blocked my number, I called them. I said, yo, I need to talk to y'all. Let me talk to the manager. They throw the manager on, supposedly. No etiquette, no nothing. So they get on, I'm like, you the manager, I'm the man. So what's your name? Da-da-da-da, right? So we get through it. So I'm like, yo, I've been going to this spot for a minute. Y'all hit or miss sometimes, but for the most part, y'all in the ballpark. I don't know what's going on. Ever since the vid, y'all been slipping. You feel me? You would think that, you know, Woody Woo, you know, she would just, you know, try to quell the situation. Nah. She gonna instigate me. Like, and all I need is just a little bit. You get what I'm saying? My fire already lit. It don't need no more gasoline. So I said, listen. Food not so great, man. Da, 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 da. You did this, that, and fifth, right? She gonna tell me to come get my money back, as opposed to telling me like she's sorry or you know whatever they you know like anything else, but just come get your money back. So I snapped. I already snapped before that, but I snapped even more because I said something about the way the food looked, and she said, nah. And when you try to take me for, like, an idiot, y'all don't know. I love cooking. So I do all that Jamaican shit. That's why I eat my food, because I know what it's supposed to look like, right? But I love cooking. So I'm telling this lady, like, yo, this is what I do. You feel me? She's going to tell me to come get my money back. I said, all right, I got something for you. I said, you must want me to get there and create a scene. That's what you want? You want me to come in and let everybody know how awful this damn presentation was? That's what you want? He wants people to hear what I have to say? That's what you want?
But I started with it earlier to say we let these people get away with murder. In this day and age, the only weapon that y'all have against these corporations are these reviews. They live and die by it. If you literally write some crazy-ass experience, they're going to try their best to go ahead and what? Quell that issue. Or address it or write some bullshit to make it, to massage the situation. But I got something in store for them because I'm about to write like 3 pages and I want them to match that. Right? I want them to match that. But it's just horrible. All these contracts we engage in because they're one-sided. You going into court under someone else's authority is one-sided. I'm not saying that you don't go do the paperwork and then into their building to go pursue what you need to pursue because that's the protocol to some of these things, right? If you got to sue somebody and you need to physically take an appearance, guess what? You got to do that. You got to do that. That's just what it is. But I teach y'all how to beat them on paper before you got to set foot in their goddamn building. So when you go to their building, you're just doing what? Collecting. I hope y'all got it out there. Bro, take us home. What'd you get from tonight, man? All that cop talk, all them court paperwork, all that summon shit, all this power shit, all this name change shit, all of this participant shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, they just got people confused. They got the wool over everybody's fucking eyes. Why? I don't know. How? I don't know. But I'm trying to tell people, wake the fuck up and stop, you know, walking around like zombies. Can you hear me? I don't know if I lost you.
Nah, you ain't lose me, man. Loud and clear. You know, last time I checked, I'm a living individual. Separate from that, man. Hey, what did you say earlier? The duty to keep a contract at law means you must pay damages. If you do not keep it, nothing else. Watch out for me. Come to get mine. Thank you.
Man, yeah, man. We got 90 seconds on that note, too. So what I'm saying is that's so damn dope, bro, that you brought us back to that conclusion, right? So at the end of the day, taking the restaurant as an example, there's always ways to deal with these things. Like, some of it doesn't necessarily produce much, you know what I mean? Because at the most, what they say you're supposed to do, pay them back. If they breach the contract, you're supposed to get your money back. So what they did was just go straight to the root of the matter. But just as me being someone who's giving you more than what you about to give me back, you get what I'm saying? And sometimes the food was so-so and I still didn't say nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you always lose it. Or that's how we feel. In any instance, check out the show. Make sure y'all get on YouTube. Make sure y'all check out our upcoming webinars. They'll be on Law Life Academy. We're going to be doing some updating to the website, so it won't change for a little bit. But we're going to come out with something, hopefully by January, that's going to be stupid. All right? So y'all check us out, man. Y'all have a good evening. I'll check y'all out next week. All right? Peace.